today is part of the extended Thanksgiving Day weekend. I thought we'd take a break from the regular Sunday Shiur and we talk about Birchas HaGomel, the Bracha of Thanksgiving. The Gemara says in Brachas and Afnandawad Amad Beis, Amr Yehuda Merav, Arbod Srichen Lahodos. There are four people who have to give thanks. Yordei Hayom, those who sail on the sea. Holchei Midboros, those who travel in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Mishay Acholav in Isrape, someone who was ill and he became healed. Mishay Achavash Beis Sa'asurim V'yotza, someone who was jailed and he went out free. These four people have to give Hodah Segim. Mai Mevarech, Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasadim. The Lashon of the Baruch, the Nusach HaBaruch, as the Gemara gives it, is Gomel Chasadim. We know we have a different Gersa, HaGomel HaChayavim Tobo, Shegmalani Kol Tov. But that's the Baruch that these four individuals, four types of individuals, have to give. They're saved from some kind of Sakona, so they have to give Hodah, they have to give thanks. What's the mechayev of Birchas HaGomel? Why does a person have to recite this bracha? So someone pointed out that there's an interesting machlokas Rishonim that might shed light on this question. The Rishonim debate, who is included in the second category? Holchei Midbaros, people going on the wilderness. Who's included? Rabban writes, even those who are holech meir leir, even those who go from city to city, they have to say in Birchas HaGomel, the part of Holchei Midbaros. Why? It says the Ramban, because the Rishalmi says that kol adrochim b'cheska sakana hem. All roads are b'cheska sakana. There's a concern of danger when one goes in an intercity highway. It says the Ramban, if there's a concern of danger, then there's a chiv in Birchas HaGomel. Comes the Rosh in Brochis, here in the ninth parak in Siman Gimel. He says the minhag Ashkenaz is not to say Birchas HaGomel if a person simply travels in an intercity highway. Holchei Midbaros, says the Rosh, is only a makom that's shchiach bo sakana. It's not enough that there's a chashash of sakana, a concern of danger. It has to be pretty common. Shchiach sakana. Says the Rosh, if someone travels in the Midbar, it's Shchiyah Sakana from Chayas, from Listin. There were a lot of robbers in the... There were a lot of robbers in the forest, and there were Chayas Rose in the forest. It's Shchiyah Chazeka. So the Chiyah to say Birchas HaGomel is if someone travels in the Midbar, if someone travels in the wilderness, they're Shchiyah Sakana. That which the Rishami says, the Kol Adrochim B'cheska Sakana, that does mean that there's a Chashash of Sakana if you travel in an intercity highway. But it's not Shchiyah. So you wouldn't have to say Birchas HaGomel. What does the Yerushalmi mean? Zok the Rosh, you'd have to say Tfilas HaDerech if you travel in an intercity highway. For Tfilas HaDerech, it's enough that it's a Chashash Sakona. But for Birchas HaGomel, says the Rosh, since Birchas HaGomel B'mokom Toda Nitkena, since this bracha was instituted B'mokom the Karban Toda, so therefore only in a mokom that Shchiach Sakona there's a requirement to say Birchas HaGomel. That's the Rosh's big chiddush, that this Yerushalmi is talking about Tfilas HaDerech, not about Birchas HaGomel, because for Tfilas HaDerech, even going on a way that there's a chashash of sakana, a concern, is a requirement to say the Tfilah. But to say Birchas HaGomel after one has emerged, that's only if you emerge from a place of Shchiach Sakana. And the Drochim that Ahochim Meir Leir, there's a chashash of sakana, but it's not Shchiach. So therefore, there's no requirement to say Birchas HaGomel, because Birchas HaGomel, says the Rosh, B'makom Toda Nitkina, it was instituted Kenegen, the Karban Toda. And apparently, to bring the Karban Toda, the person has to be saved from a situation of Shchiach Sakana. So this is quite a remarkable statement of the Rosh, that Birchas HaGomel is not just Stama Bracha, but it's B'makom Toda, it's B'makom the Karban Toda. And that's why it's a function of Shchiach Hazeka, not just Chashash. Shchiach Sakana, not just Chashash Sakana. This idea of the Rosh, the B'makom Toda Nitkena, this is already alluded to in Rashi in a number of places. Rashi in Zvachim and Avzayim, but probably more famously, Rashi in Parsha Sav and Chumash. Rashi in the Parsha of Korban Toda. And he mentions Arbo Tzrichim Lahodos. He says that these four people have to bring a Karban Toda. He interprets the Gemara to mean not that they say Birchas HaGomel, but that these four types of individuals have to bring a carbon Torah. He says, because what the pasuk says, Yod Lashem Chasdo v'Niflaosav Livnei Adam v'Yizbuchu Zivchei Toda. They have to bring a, they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving them from the situation of Sakona, and they bring a carbon Torah. So what sounds like from Rashi is that the idea of saying a Birchas Hagomel for these four people is B'makom Toda, that really they should be bringing a carbon Toda. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't bring Karbanos, we say a Birchas Hagomel in lieu of the carbon Toda. So that seems to be what the Rashi is saying, that Birchas Hagomel was instituted B'makom Toda. That's why it's a function of Shkiyah Sakana. It's not enough that you're B'chashash Sakana. And the Ramban apparently assumes not like that. The Ramban assumes that the Birchas Hagomel is not just B'makom Toda. And that's why even if you're B'chashash Sakana, there might be an obligation to say Birchas Hagomel. Questions? Yes, John.
According to Rashi, the Birchas Hagomel takes place on Par Toda. But by all other Korbanot, we just say the Korban.
Right, you're right. But apparently Chazal made a special tachan over here that you should recite the bracha. Maybe the obligation to give thanks, it's going to be over. The obligation to give thanks is so great that Chazal said it's not enough just to read the parsha, but you have to say a bracha that will actually make you express that thanks. Somehow it's different. So even though by other karbanos we assume that just reciting the parshios or some mishnayos that relate to the karbanos, that should be enough, but by carbon toad, apparently Chazal instituted a bracha. They went a step further, at least according to the Rosh. This idea that Birchas Hagomel might be instituted in Makom carbon toda is expressed, it's reflected in different other issues as well. Take, for example, the idea that the carbon that the Birchas Hagomel was recited by the Bima. We know that the common kind of custom is someone who has to say Birchas Hagomel gets an aliyah. He doesn't have to get an aliyah. But they give him an aliyah, and then after his aliyah, he makes a Birchas Hagomel. But this idea to recite the Birchas Hagomel by Kriyas HaTorah, by the Bima, so it's already quoted in Tosis and Brachas. Tosis there on Daphne Dalar Mebeis quotes that the minig is to say Birchas Hagomel after one reads from the Torah. Why? So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Orchas Chaim, one of the Rishonim. The reason is because there are 10 people in the shul. Birchas Hagomel was a davar shebekdusha. It's supposed to be said before 10 people. So Kriyas HaTorah is a time that we're going to have 10 people together in the shul. So that's where the minhag developed, that they say if b'makom the Kriyas HaTorah at the bima, because then you'll have the 10 people in the shul. But the Netziv in his Tshuvas Meishan Davar, the Chasim Sofer as well, his Tshuvas quotes Mechacham Echad. Maybe the idea is that the bima with the Sefer Torah is like a mizbeach. And Birchas Hagomel is the more carbon toda. So just like the karbanos are brought on the mizbeach, the minig is to say the Birchas Hagomel at the shulchan, at the bima, with the sefer Torah on it, because the shulchan with the sefer Torah is like a mizbeach. It's like you're being makiv a carbon toda. It's an interesting idea. That's not ma'akev. You know, if you can't, if someone's not going to get an aliyah. We'll talk about exactly the time limit for saying a Birchas Hagomel. First of all, some akev you to get an aliyah b'chla, right? You could say it at the bima. Some do, even if they don't get an aliyah. Let's say it's a bar mitzvah. There's a simcha. They're not going to give you an aliyah. There are other chiyuvim, but you can say Birchas Hagomel anyway. So people walk up to the bima. Well, what's the point of walking up to the bima if you don't get an aliyah? No, but that's the idea that Birchas Hagomel is b'makom karban toda, so they go to the bima with the sefer Torah because it's b'makom mizbeach. But it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev to say Birchas Hagomel davka at the bima, but that's the minig, perhaps because of this rush that the Birchas Hagomel is instituted in Makom Karban Toda. Secondly, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Ratio test. It's a ratio test if cotton down. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam that one should say Birchas Hagomel standing. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos writes that Birchas Hagomel should be recited standing up. So the Kesef Mishnah already is troubled. What's the makkah for the Rambam? Why say it standing up? So the Bach says it's based on a pasuk, Moshev Zakenim Yehalalu, that someone will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshev Zakenim. It sounds like the Moshev Zakenim, the Zakenim of the Yeshiva, the Mahalalim are Ba'amida. So because of the pasuk, we stand up. We're mahalel, we're mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saving us from the sakana. So we stand up and we say that hallel. The Chasam Sofer, in a tshuva, he gives a different reason. He says that since Birchas Hagom has to be recited b'fnei Hatzibur, in front of 10 people, so b'makor, because of Kavod Hatzibur, we stand. Because of Kavod Hatzibur. This is similar. Brings a raya, or some bring a raya from the Rambam, that the Megillah is read standing up, meaning the Bal Koreh stands up. People can sit down, but the Bal Koreh stands up when he reads the Megillah because of Kavod Hatzibur. So the Chasam Sofer says that you see that whenever something is done in front of 10 people, Mishum Kavod Hatzibur, you stand up. Lechora, according to the Yesod of the Rosh, you give it a simpler answer. If Berachas Hagom is Makom Todah, so someone who brings a carbon, he stands. Maybe that's why we stand up when we say the Berachas Hagom. Different reasons, but it could be according to the Rosh, you have the simplest reason. It's Makom Todah, so therefore one is supposed to stand. Thirdly, there's a discussion whether you can say Berachas Hagom at night. The Chasam Sofer, in the same tshuva in Orach Chaim and Simon Nun Aleph, he quotes a Mechacham Echad who wanted to say that based on the Rosh, maybe you should only be able to say Berachas Hagom by day. It's B'makom Todah, we don't bring Karbanos at night. So if you don't bring Karbanos at night, if Berachas Hagom is B'makom Todah, maybe you should only be able to say Berachas Hagom by day. The Chasam Sofer rejects this notion. And he says it's not B'makom Karban Mamish. It's B'makom Karban. It's not Mamish B'makom Karban. So you can say it at night. But you see how far this association went, that this Chacham Echad that the Chasam Sofer quotes felt that maybe you shouldn't even say Berachas Hagom at night because it's B'makom Todah. Maram Shik, one of the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, he brings a raya that you should be able to say Berachas Hagom at night. Because we know that we say Berachas Hagom even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't bring a carbon Todah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a carbon Yachid. We don't bring Karbanos Yachid on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you see that even according to the Rosh, that Birchas Hagom was associated with the carbon Todah, it's not such a close link to Mamish like the carbon Todah, and it's limited by all the halachas of Karbanos. No, not quite. It's close. You know, it certainly is reflected in different halachas, but it's not, the connection is not so close. It's exactly like bringing a carbon that you can't do it at night. You can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay. And the fourth issue that some want to link with this connection between the Berachas Hagom and the carbon Todah is how long do you have to say the Berachas Hagom? How many days after experiencing that Yeshua from the Sakana? The Torah in Siman Reish Yutes writes that even if one is Ma'acher, there's a Tashlumin, you can make the Bracha called Man Sheyirtzeh. Whenever you have an opportunity, there's a chiv to recite the bracha. Whenever you have the opportunity, you should make the bracha. But the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ramban that you only have 3 days. Some say 5 days, but the Ramban says 3 days. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yitzchak and Sif Vav, that same Sif as the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch writes that nochon, it's appropriate not to delay for more than 3 days. Because according to the Ramban, you're not going to be able to say, you're not going to be able to make the bracha after 3 days. So best not to delay for more than three days. The Mishnah Berurah points out that for that reason, if you can't get an aliyah, let's say someone was in a sakana, he was in a car accident or something, we'll talk about other sakanas. Let's say a person was in a sakana, or maybe he was sick and he was nitzal, and it happened Monday, right? After davening. So if he waits until Thursday, until the Kriyas HaTorah of Thursday, it's going to be more than 3 days. So the Mishnah Berurah says, better to say the Berachas Hagom before the Kriyas HaTorah. As we said, it's not ma'akev to say it at the Kriyas HaTorah. So because of this halacha, Mishnah Berurah says that if it's going to be more than 3 days, you should say the Berachas Hagom before Kriyas HaTorah. B'di'evet, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you waited longer than 3 days, you still say Berachas Hagom. Because b'di'evet, we pass them like the tour, it calls man she'ir, so you do recite the Berachas Hagom. Yes, da-da-da. But we'll talk about some other issues. And if it's mamish a safek,
can you make a ramban, even though it's something about the flat, or just say you make a line ramban?
The original ramban that we have.
That's a zayid. Anyone traveling, let's say, like within a traveling situation, he's a safek.
We're just relying on.
Well, are you talking about a sakana like the four, or a different kind of sakana?
I guess a sakana like the four. And
okay, why don't we wait? Because we're going to talk about that. There's a whole machlokas whether even for those four, do you make the bracha only if you were b'sakana in that situation, or the fact that you were in one of the four situations, that's mechayiv to make the bracha anyway. So we'll talk about that. Let's wait. So it's the machlokas of here, machlokas rishonim, the Tur and the Ramban and some other rishonim. Until when do you have to say the brachas agama? So the Beis Yosef explains the reason why the Ramban holds you have until 3 days is because the status of bomin haderech, someone who's coming from a journey, is only until 3 days. There's a remarkable gemara in Erevin in Daf Samachay that says that until 3 days, meaning if someone who's bomin haderech, until 3 days he shouldn't daven. Ein daitom yusheves olav. He doesn't have a clear conscience. He can't concentrate because he's so fatumul from the journey. He was so scared from the journey that he's not going to have proper concentration. That's what the Gemara in Erevin says. I don't know if this applies to Zman Hazeh, but it shows you that until 3 days, the status of Baman Adarach still applies to a person. A person has a certain hispilus from his trip, from his experience until 3 days. So Zok de Beis Yosef, that's Pshat and Ramban. But until 3 days, you still have a hispilus, you have a hisrangshus, you have a certain excitement and a certain sense of thanks for the salvation that you experienced until 3 days. That's why the Ramban says you have until 3 days. Why does the Tur argue? So the Chora, the answer is the Tur goes like his father, the Rosh. The Birchas HaGomel was instituted by Makom Karban Todah, and just like a person is chayav to bring a Karban Todah in 3 days, maybe it's best to bring it as soon as he's been saved from the Sakana, because he feels a greater sense of hodah. But the person is mechayav to bring his Karban Todah even after the first 3 days. So maybe the Torah holds that there is no 3-day limit, because he goes like his father, the Rosh, that Birchas HaGomel was instituted with Makom Karban Todah, so then even after 3 days, there's still a chiyuv. I later saw that some bring from the Sefer Seder LaDerech, appropriate name, right? Taka says this. He says that since the bracha was instituted connected to the Karban Todah, so one can recite the bracha any time that they want. Again, it's better. The Shulchan Aruch says it's better to do it within 3 days to be choshish for the Ramban Shita. But according to the Rosh, with the svara of the Rosh, that the Birchas HaGomel is instituted in Makom Karban Todah, it makes sense that even after 3 days one can still say the bracha. Okay, questions. The Rishonim have a few other interesting debates about Birchas HaGomel. You mentioned that there are four types of people who have to say Birchas HaGomel. There's a machlokas Rishonim. Are these four dafka, or maybe other situations would require Birchas HaGomel as well? The Zamri Shonim say that dafka these four. This is what the Archas Chaim and the Apudram quote from a Yeshomrim. It's a Yeshomrim in the Rishonim, a dafka these four. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rivosh, Shuvas Rivosh, that lav dafka these four, but rather anyone who is korov l'sakana, someone who is close to Sakana, he was in some kind of danger, let's say a wall fell on him, or let's say he was in a situation that listim came on him, robbers came, he wasn't in the midbar, but someone attacked him, and he was saved from that Sakana. So the Rivosh says, you also mechayiv to say Birchas HaGomel. The reason why Chazal mentioned these four is because it's Shchiach Sakana, but you can have other situations where you were b'sakana. If it was b'sakana, it was nitzel, so bad, there's a chiyuv to say Birchas HaGomel. This is shayla in Rishonim, whether korov b'sakana is enough, or maybe it has to be sakana mamish, kind of the gradations of the sakana. But certainly if a person was b'sakana, you know, if he was in a car accident, his car skidded and he flipped around, you know, a couple of lanes of traffic, and he ended up facing the traffic, and somehow the traffic stopped. Yeah, I think most would say that you should recite Birchas HaGomel in that case. Clearly, if he was in a car accident, someone was in a car accident, and not just a fender bender, but he was in a car accident. So, again, it's the Makom Sakana. If he's traveling at high speed and he's in a car accident, that's Sakana Mamish. So I think less mandapolit, that in that case you probably should say Birchas HaGomel. I mean, the first Rishonim who hold a dafka these four, obviously they would be polit, they would argue. But the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch actually is machmer for those shittas. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yud Tes Siv Tes says that if some other person was in some other sakana, you should make the bracha without Shem and Malchus. To be choshesh for those Rishonim will say dafka disfua. I guess the Sfardim will be choshesh for the Shulchan Aruch. But you look in the Mishnah Berurah there, it's a couple of Lamed, he quotes from the Echlon, the minig is to be mevarech whenever a person was b'sakana. So if he's in a car accident or some serious situation where he mamish was b'sakana, I think the Ashkenazim would say that one should recite b'sakana. There's another machlokas in the poskim. Even by those four that he mentioned, that the Gemara mentions, is it dafka, if he was b'sakana, he was in one of those four situations and b'sakana, or no, as long, you know, if he goes in the midbar, or if he's Yerde Hayom, or if he was in jail, or if he's a chola, even if he wasn't b'sakon, he still is mochiv to say b'chas adoma. That's also a machlokas haposkim. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha assumes, like as a davar poshut, that one is chayiv to make the bracha in those four cases, even if he wasn't b'sakon. That's what the Gemara says. Because these are situations of shchiyah sakana, is an obligation to make the bracha even if one was not b'sakana. That's the ikatakana. To make a bracha if one is nitzel from a situation where he was shchiach sakana. Okay? So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is to be mevarech as long as one was in any kind of sakana. Right. The real sakana. But for those four, even if they weren't b'sakana, the Ashkenazim would say that you should still make the bracha. The poskim have a further debate. What is yordei hayomim? Talked about holchei midbaros, but what does yardei hayam mean? People who are sailing. So the Bir Halacha quotes that the poskim adan. What's the din if a person sets sail in a big river? It's not in an ocean. It's not yardei hayam. Yam normally translates to mean ocean. Nahoros gedolim. Let's say a person is going in the big rivers. It's not an ocean. What's the din? Should he say b'chas adom el unah? That's the Mishnah Berurah's suffix. So he wants to be told this in the Machlokas, the Ramban and the Rosh that he started with. Machlokas, the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. Is one chayav to make a b'chas adom el only if shchiach sakana? Or even if there's only a chashash sakana? He says, look, if it's only shchiach sakana is in a big ocean. But a big river, not as big as sakana. You know, if gets a hole in the boat in the big river, you can be nitzel much easier. An ocean, you're traveling for quite a distance, you won't see anyone at all. But in a river, it's not as large. So he wants to say maybe there's certainly a chashash sakana, but maybe we wouldn't say it's shchiach sakana. So it should be dependent on that machlokas. Dayan Weiss, who was a dayan in London before he moved there to Surrey. In his Minchas Yitzchak, he has a tshuva about this issue. People asked him, if you travel the English Channel from England to France, it's quite a few miles, but it's not an ocean. So do you say Birchas Agomel? So he thought, Bizman Azeh, traveling on large rivers, it's not Shchiach Hezekah Bechlam. So he says, unless you go into the river or the ocean for, you know, you take a cruise for a few days, because then you Bechlal Yordei Hayam, and you have to make a Birchas Agomel. But Dayan Weiss felt that from England to France, you're traveling in the English Channel. The English Channel is quite a big body of water. But he thought that it's not Shchiach Hezekah. It's not Shchiach Hezekah. It's not called Yordei Hayam. You wouldn't have to say Birchas Agomel for that. Yes, no.
There's nothing to do with like the time period that you live in. Like if you're on a cruise, a 5-day cruise, like I don't know like how much sakana that is, but like
right.
Back in the day, if you're in the ocean, like I would imagine it's more of a sakana.
Right, but it is yardei hayam for sure. You're going in the ocean.
Right.
So if you assume that yardei hayam is chayav to make the bracha even without sakana, so then you should have to say the bracha. According to those who claim that no, it's dafka if you were b'sakana, so then you attack it right. I think most people assume that they're not b'sakana to cruise ship. But recently, even traveling a cruise ship can put you to sakana. But okay, it's the fact that that's on the news shows that it's extraordinary. It really shouldn't happen. So that would be dependent on that machlokas, whether for those four types of individuals who have to say Birchas Agomel, do we say that there's a chiyuv even if you're not b'sakana? I'm not sure how the poskim you know, paskin in such a shot. You go on a cruise ship, you have to say bechazak on a cruise ship, let's say for a week.
But I was going to say also there's a time period that you have to be yordei hayom. Like,
yeah, let's say you go on a cruise and you know every day they're landing, that you know they're going they're docking and you know you can visit all the different areas. I'm not sure. According to Dying Wise, it sounds like 3 days. That has to be a significant haflogah, if you will, a significant sail, significant cruise. Maybe if every day you're gonna dock and go discover the mainland. What? You say even if the Ashkenazim are gonna assume that you only make the bracha for Shchiyas Sakana, but in a situation where you're not sure whether this is a large enough trip, you can be making for the Ramban and not make the bracha. Okay. I guess it depends on the situation. I've never on a cruise. I don't know what it feels like. They tell me you can get seasick from a cruise.
Well,
so you think you're on such a big ship, but
I mean, the same as you go fishing out for a day, you're out in the ocean, you come back.
Right. Out in the ocean.
Let's say you're fishing in the ocean. I don't know. You're going like, or you're going sightseeing, like I don't know, whales and sharks and whatever you're in the ocean.
I guess the answer to that is it has to be for an extended period of time. I don't think, you know, if you go sightseeing in the ocean, what are you going to see in the ocean?
If you go see fish, or you go like they take you out to go scuba diving or something, or
scuba diving. Yordei hayam mamish. That's a new hafan in yordei hayam. Okay, what's the din if you travel in an airplane? Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, Chelek Bei Simen Nun Tes, which wants to say that traveling in an airplane is like Yordei Hayom. Why? Because Chazal made a takana to recite Birchas Hagama for Yordei Hayom, because you can't live there ba'ofen tivi. You have to do some tachbula, as he puts it. You have to do something to save yourself from the lister, from the chayas roos, from the yam. You have to have a boat, and it's not, you can't live in the sea without a boat. Moshe wants to say the same is true with an airplane. They quote from the Oroch quotes Rav Haigon, who says that the sakon of Yordei Hayom is berega chad ovdim. If you're not careful, berega chad ovdim. In 1 second, you know, they can sink. You can go under. So the same is true. Even Kolshkein with an airplane, you're up. You know, if you're in a pressurized cabin and there's a hole in the airplane, so everyone can die for Lila. Moshe wants to say, therefore, that he thinks that you should have to say Berachas Hagomel whenever you take an airplane flight, a transcontinental flight, an intracontinental. It doesn't matter. Even if you're over land, which you would say is not Yordei Hayom. No, but you're in the same sakana. Moshe says, if you're in the same sakana, you should be mechayev to say the bracha. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes from the Chazon Ish and from others that Bizman Hazeh, we wouldn't do that. Bizman Hazeh, we wouldn't say that if you fly in an airplane over land, you should say Birchas Hagomel. Because it's not as bisakana. It's not a real sakana from flying in a plane. There are thousands of flights that are going every single day. Baruch Hashem, we don't hear of dangerous situations in the planes. But sometimes, every so often, we hear, but it's not so common. Some say it's safer to travel in the air than it is to travel on the ground in a car. So the Chazon Ish and others wanted us. The Chazon Ish said this many years ago. Kolshkein now, the Chazon Ish wanted to say that it's not such a sakana to travel in an airplane. So he doesn't think you should say Birchas Hagomel. But if you travel over a body of water, he says it's Lagar from Yordei Hayom, you should have to say Birchas Hagomel. Right? The airplane travel itself is not a sakana, but if you go over water, that's like Yordei Hayom, the Chazon Ish said. So for that, you should say Birchas Hagomel. Then there's the third group. The third group claims that if it's not Shchiyah Sakana, there's no Chiyav to make a bracha b'chla. You gotta be b'sakana, at least a little bit. You gotta be b'sakana. It's not just, you know, even the definition, Yordei Hayom. It's not. This is not a real Yordei Hayom. Maybe Taka, if it were real Yordei Hayom, we might go with that, with those poskim that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, that even if you're not the Sakana, if you're the Chalal, the Yordei Hayom, then you have to say Berachas Hakana. But this is not Yordei Hayom. It's an extrapolation. It's like Yordei Hayom. If someone has suggested that Bizman Hazeh, it's not a Sakana at all, not really Yordei Hayom, they don't think you should make a Berachas Hakana b'chlal when you fly in an airplane. This is what Rav Sternbuch has in one of his tshuvas, he quotes both the Chassidish and the Litvish Gedolim, held like this, the Belzer Rebbe held like this, the Brisker Rav held this. They quoted a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'izaku al Hashem batzar lohem." Right before Yodu Hashem chasta, the pasuk says, "Va'izaku al Hashem batzar lohem." We're not zoy batzar. It's not. We don't need such a Yeshua when we're traveling in an airport. We say tefilas adera, but the sense that we're batzar is not as great as man hazeh. So they say, if you're not batzar, it's not your dehayam manish. So then there's no chiyuv to say birchas hagomel bichlal. Rabbi Shechter, I think, holds of this. Whenever he flies in an airport, it doesn't matter if it's over water or if it's over land. I don't think he says a Berachas Hagomel because he follows this opinion. But Bezman Hazeh, it's not the Shriach Sakana Mechlal, it's not even a Chashash Sakana probably. I guess it's a Chashash Sakana, but it's a low level Sakana to fly in an airplane, and it's not Yerde Hayam Mamish. So Rabbi Shechter feels that there's no Chiyuv to say a Berachas Hagomel. Yeah.
And then say an overland flight, then you go through terrible turbulence.
Yeah, it depends how bad the turbulence is. Yeah, if the turbulence is bad enough that the luggage is coming down and people are not doing well. You know, if the stomachs are not doing so well, I think that's pretty serious. And maybe then say Birchas Hagomel is no worse than a car accident, right? If a person is in a bad situation where he feels that he's b'sakana, so then I think he should say Birchas Hagomel. Yeah.
Rabbi, you said that for Sternbach, when his rise, that Moshe said that the Kavon Zaku is from the Tzar. I was just wondering, going back to Mishnah Berurah, so why is it that we say that those four, even if there's no tzar? Meaning, in the paradigm example, there's a tzar in those four contexts.
So I think the discussion of the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, keep in mind, the Mishnah Berurah lived 100 years ago, right? So the discussion was that these places were places where it was Shriach Sakana, but you could go through the Midbar without being attacked. So you're not bisakana, even though it's a place of Shriach Sakana. But here, to fly in an airplane, people wouldn't even define that as a makom sakana. Yeah, a person could put themselves in a situation if you start to, you know, bang on the window of the airplane, you make a hole in the window, so of course, you'll put yourself in sakana. But it's not a situation that people think they are b'sakana. So maybe that's entirely different. And that wouldn't be mechayev b'sakana. There's a discussion in the poskim whether women are required to say b'sakana sakana. Why not? Well, that's what could be the issue. So the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Reish Yutes, he writes that Yesh Makshim. Some asked, why are women not knowing to say Berachas Hagomel? The Parshat Pshat is, of course, they should say Berachas Hagomel. Why not? They're saved from a tzara, where if they're one of those four people, so why shouldn't they say Berachas Hagomel? So the Magen Avraham concludes that he quotes some Achron actually, who seem to say that maybe it's lav orach ar, maybe it's not derech eretz for a woman to say Berachas Hagomel. Sounds like it's an issue of tznius. It says Berachas Hagomel has to be recited in front of 10 people, and it wasn't viewed as a tznius for women to say the brach in front of 10 people. The minhag developed that women don't say Berachas Hagomel. That's how the Magen Avraham seems to understand. But he himself is not so sure that this should be the case. He thinks it's a little strange. You know, if they're mechuyev, why shouldn't they make the bracha? Why shouldn't they make the bracha? The Magen Avraham quotes that maybe the solution is that the woman should make a bracha in front of women. Maybe women could be considered the tzibur for this, as long as there's one man. Nine women and one man. I'm not sure where. Or eight women and one. I'm not sure where the one man came from. It's a strange concept. Strange concept. We have, when it comes to Megillah, there's a discussion whether a minion of women is considered a minion to say the bracha after the Megillah. We only say that b'fnei asara, or rabbis rivenu. There's a discussion whether a minion of women, if you read the Megillah for women, you only have 10 men, do you say the bracha? Pesumei nisa. But it's interesting, this idea to have a minion of women. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests. This idea was never miskabel by the poskim. The Piskei Tshuva says, no, the poskim are not miskabel this. So what do we do? Do they make a Berachas Hagomel? Do they not make a Berachas Hagomel? The Bavadji Yosef in his Yichav Adas, Chelek Dalet Simen Tezvav, he quotes a whole litany of poskim about this Kedaka Bakodesh. He quotes a Torah Schaim in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tzadi Dalet. Torah Chaim is one of the Gedolei Achronim. But the Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalet, you know, I think if you get to it on Daf Dalet or Daf Hey, Sadi Dalet, that means that you got to all the other Teres Chaims too, right? Because the Teres Chaim of Avadja was unbelievable. Because the Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin, who says that the women should make the bracha on the other side of the Mechitza. That's it, Sneus. The men don't have to see the women, but the women can make the bracha on the other side of the Mechitza to a minion of men, and the men will answer the bracha. And that's what the Sfaradim do. Some of the Ashkenazim do this as well. But the women make the bracha. I don't know if they have to make it during the Kriyas HaTorah, after the Kriyas HaTorah. They can make it after Shul also. You know, they can make it. The women can be on one side of the Mechitza, the men on the other side. I think in our communities, the men and the women mingle a little bit more. Maybe they shouldn't mingle as much. That's a discussion for a different time. But it's not the worst thing if, you know, the minion of men can go a little closer to the women, that they can hear the woman make the bracha. And that's what's often done, that the woman makes the bracha in front of 10 men, and they answer. It's interesting that the Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, he writes that he thinks that, again, the minig, the old minig Yerushalayim, the minig Yisrael, was that the women did not make Berachas Hagoma. That he says that if a woman gives birth, she should make a Berachas Hagoma. What's Rav Shlomo Zalman's advice? He says, B'lav Achi, they're going to have a Kiddush, they're going to have some kind of get-together, relatives, mishpacha, getting together. So there, the woman can make the bracha. What's he saying? If the problem is one of tzniyus, so if the woman is among her family members, her brothers and her father and her, shver, you know, the father-in-law and the father and the uncle and the uncles, if all the family is there, that's not a breach of tzniyus. So in that case, she can make the Birchas Hagoma right there for giving birth. But the Chazon Ish and the Stipel, they felt the women should not make a bracha. Even the woman who gives birth doesn't make a bracha. That was their minig. So they said that before the woman does a dvar harishus, meaning before she goes out of her home, let's say she wants to go shopping, or she went, you know, for a while after giving birth, the woman doesn't go out of the home, but at some point she decides to go out. So the old minig was, this is what the Chazon Ish and the Stipel said, that she would go to shul, she got a shul and hear someone say Baruch Hu, so she could answer Baruch Hu, and that was enough of a hodah to be yotzei the din of Birchas Hagoma for her. Some actually had a minig when I used to live in Washington Heights, and happened in the Breuers community. The minig in Breuers was that the husband of the woman who gave birth would get an aliyah Shabbos by mincha, and there was an area that the woman could come. She could, because in some of the Batei Medrash in Breuers there's no place for the women really to stand, but they would open up. It would open up like an office on the side of the base medrash, and the women would come, and the husband would get an aliyah, he'd say baruch, and the woman would answer. But they said that you don't even have to do that. It's not like the husband has to get an aliyah, and it has to be a baruch. She's answering the baruch that the husband makes with the aliyah. She could come to a marv and answer a baruch, and that also could count. That's what some taka had a minig like that. Some have a minig like that. Yes.
Are we going to talk about
being
yotzei people? Because
yes. Not so clear that can work. We'll talk about that in a moment. Just a few moments. Rav Sternberg has in a tshuva a chiddush nifla from the Rogatchev. Rogatchev wanted to say, maybe this idea is connected to the old shaila we had. Is Birchas Hagomel instituted connected to Karban Toledo or not? What does that have to do with anything? What's the Rogatchev saying? Incredible chav. Rashi Masechta Menachos and Daf Samar Dalet Amud Beis writes that if a woman is saved from a sakana, she doesn't bring a carbon toad. She doesn't bring a behemoth. Carbon toad is a behemoth. She doesn't bring a carbon toad, but she brings kinim. She brings birds, a carbon of birds. Why is a woman bringing birds? She brings kinim means nests, right? So that's the Mishnah is kinim, not konim. Kinim. Right? Nests. You bring birds. So the woman would bring a carbon of birds, not a regular carbon toda of behema. Why? So the Rabbi Shova suggests that maybe the idea is that since the Iker Hodah in the carbon toda is at the time of smicha, when you lean on the carbon, just like a carbon chadash, when you lean on the carbon, you're misvada, right? That's when the confession is done. That's the Iker of the carbon chadash. So the Iker, the Rambam seems to say this, that the Iker of the Karban Toda is when you do smicha and you moda. Oh, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Shas HaSmicha. Now the person is not going to be at the Mizbeach and the carbon is being brought, so the Iker time that he's mowed the Lakadosh Baruch was Bishas Asmich. Said the Ragat Shavar, explaining this Rashi, why did the women bring Canaan? There's no smicha by women. Women don't do smicha. That's a Gemara in Chagiga and other places. Women don't do smicha. So because there's no smicha by Noshim, it's a Gemara Kedushin too. For those who learn Kedushin at the end of the first part. So since women don't do smicha, and smicha ben Noshim, so they can't bring a carbon toda of a behemoth. So that's why they bring the bird. There's no smicha by a bird. There's no smicha by Canaan. So Seder of Sternbuch, maybe that's the reason why women don't say a Birchas HaGomel, because the Birchas HaGomel was instituted the Makom Karban Toda according to the Rosh. So they don't bring the Karban Toda. They don't do the Ikka Mitzvah Karban Toda because they can't have smicha. Smicha in the Behemah, they can't lean on the Behemah. So even though they bring something, but it's not the regular Karban Toda, so maybe that's why they don't say Birchas HaGomel. Chap. No, this is Mamish Harifus. The Poshav Shad is women should say Birchas HaGomel. I think in our communities, as much as we care about Tznius, I think it's a very important value, but Birchas HaGomel is also an important concept. I think it should be done, Ba'ofen Sanua. You know, it should be done in the proper way, with the proper perspective. Yes, I think there should be a minion of 10 men who get together and listen to the woman saying the Birchas HaGomel. That's what should be done. If they can get relatives, if they can get members of the Mishpacha, Matov. And if you can't, then you can get other people. That's what they do in my community. If a woman has to say Birchas HaGomel, so we go to the side of the Mechitza after davening. And generally speaking, the husband and the sons, you know, the people of the family are standing around the woman anyway. You know, so she makes the bracha loud, and the other six or seven men who are there, they can answer the bracha too. It's not... it's good. It's a way that you can be shomer and it's neat, but she can be yotzei hachiyah as well. Questions. Cotton. Does a cotton make a Birchas HaGomel? Is there a din of chinuch by Birchas HaGomel? So the Magen Avraham, again in the beginning of the Siman, Reish Yutes, he writes that there's no chiyuv midin chinuch. Can you think of why? What's the nusach habracha? HaGomel lachayovim tov oshek malani kol tov lachayovim. Zok the Magen Avraham, a cotton's not mechui, it's not a bar onshim. He's not a chayiv, meaning being put in the sakona is like a kapara from the chiyuv a person has. So how can he say such a bracha? He's not a chayiv, so there's no chinuch in Birchas HaGomel. Halavai, he should never be a chayiv. Right? So there's no chinuch in Birchas HaGomel. So the Magen Avraham says the Kotan doesn't say. Some achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham. Kiveiger, I think on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes other achronim who said that they should make a bracha. I saw the Pesukei Tshuva's quotes from the Pnei Menachem, one of the Gerer Rebbes. He said Eidus when he was a chole, he was sick, and he got better. So his father told him he should say Birchas HaGomel. So he said, "You see, from what my father told me, that we don't pass them like that." Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that no chinuch by Ktanah for Birchas HaGomel, but some Achronim argue with Feresh, and the Pnei Menachem said that that's what his father told him to do. His father said that he should make the Birchas HaGomel. I think again, you know, if someone is really besakana, certainly if they're a cholish and it's rapid, they're one of the four, so then there's more of a reason to say that they should say Birchas HaGomel. I think if someone's in a serious accident or some situation of real sakana, I think there's room to say that maybe even a cotton should say Birchas HaGomel as well. And finally, is there a din of Shomer Ka'ona by Birchas HaGomel? That's the question that David O mentioned. So the Gemara in Bracha is there in Daf Nadalan and Beis. Says it tells an interesting story. Rav Yehuda was sick, and then he got better. And the Rabbanan said to him, "Brich rachmona di yavach nialon v'lo yavach la'afla. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you back to us and didn't put you in the ground." We understand what that means. So Rav Yehuda said to the Chachamim, "You patted me from saying Birchas HaGomel." So the Gemara asked, But he didn't say the Birchas HaGomel. Ihu lo kamode. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha da'ona omen basrayim. Talking, well, he was saying, I'm not sure if he did do this or not, but if someone answers omen, they said such a nusach, and the person answered omen, then they would be yotzei. That's what the Gemara is saying. If someone makes a bracha that's similar right? Saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua that a person experienced. And they felt the Yeshua, they felt the Hodah, because he used to give Shiurim to them, he taught them, they needed him. So his salvation was their salvation. So someone who makes such a bracha, if the individual who's chayav in Berachas Hagomel recites Amen, so then if he says Amen, then he'll be yotzei as well. So the question is, why should he have to say Amen? We know there's a principle of Shomea Ka'onen. Shomea Ka'onen means that if someone listens to someone else reciting a bracha, a kiddush, or the like, that you could be yotzei even without answering Amen. So why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say Amen? According to the Gemara, it sounds like the chayav has to answer Amen in order to be yotzei. Why shouldn't Shomer Ka'ona be enough? So the Torah in Reshit Tes quotes from his father, the Rosh, that the answer is because they weren't mechuyev in the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda was mechuyev in the bracha, but the Talmidim were not mechuyev in the bracha. The din of Shomer Ka'ona only works if someone is Shomer from a Bar Chiyuva. So that's why he had to answer Amen. Because Shomer Ka'ona, this is what the Torah says, B'Shem his father, the Rosh. And Rabbi Yehuda was mechuyev in the bracha, but not the Talmidim. The din of Shomer Ka'ona only applies if you hear from a Bar Chiyuva. So that's why he answered Amen. So even though he was hearing from someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva, that can work as a bracha for him. So says the Tzur, based on his comment of his father, if someone is chayev in Berachas Hagomel, and he hears from a friend, he hears a Berachas Hagomel from the friend who's also chayev. Right, let's say a number of people traveled on an airplane. They were all chayev in Berachas Hagomel. Or they were all in the same car accident, chas v'shalom. They're all chayev in Berachas Hagomel. They don't have to individually say Berachas Hagomel. If they're all chayev in Berachas Hagomel, says the Torah, even without answering Amen, you should be able to be yotzei. If they answer Amen, it's nachmasa, it's even bad, but they don't have to. As long as one of them makes the Berachas Hagomel, if they're all mechuyev b'davar, you should be able to be yotzei with Shomer Ka'ona even without answering Amen. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. It's in Reshit Tes Sifrei Ezra.
If someone's, two people are mechuyev for different reasons, can they also be done
with Shomer Ka'ona? Okay, let's take a step. Okay, just one second. I have more to say in this, and that's going to relate to your question too. So the Pella is that from the Rosh you get the impression that if you answer Amen, you can be yotzei even if you're hearing the bracha from someone who's not a mechuyev b'davar. The problem is that if the person is not a mechuyev b'davar, if you just listen and you don't answer Amen, then Shomer Ka'ona doesn't work. That's what the Rosh seems to be saying. But it sounds like if a person does answer Amen, so then even if he hears from a non mechuyev b'davar, he can be yotzei. How can that be? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak that someone who's not a mechuyev b'davar, Zeinu Motzi Asaravim, Yidei Chavasan. Someone who's not a mechuyev b'davar can't be motzi the tzibur in a bracha. Whether you answer Amen or don't answer Amen, what does Amen have to do with anything? He can't, if he's not mechuyev b'davar, he can't be motzi asarav Yidei Chavasan. So what's the Rosh even saying? Right, we understand the Rosh is trying to create a mechanism. He's trying to answer a shayla. Right, the Gemara says, the Talmidim said some bracha, Rabbi Yehuda was mechuyev in the bracha, but because he answered Amen, so then he doesn't have to make his own bracha. The Rosh is saying, well, they weren't mechuyev b'davar, that's why he had to answer Amen, because without that he'd only have Shomer Ka'ona, and that doesn't work. But how does Amen help? You still can't be yotzei from an Eina Bar Chiyuva. So it says the Stipler in Brachas, a tremendous yisod. The Stipler says, the Be'emes, when someone is mechuyev in Berachas Hagomel, when someone is saved from a sakona, even when two people are saved from a sakana, they don't have the same chiyuv to say Berachas Hagomel, because each one is thankful for their own salvation. It could be they may have experienced the same sakana, but they have a different chiyuv. It's not like kiddush. A person has to say kiddush on Shabbos, Yom Tov. So everyone has the same chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. It's the mamish dezelbe mitzvah. But expressing thanks is an individual concept. Each individual has to express thanks. They were saved. And because they were saved, they're able to do things, they're able to live on. They each person has a different life, so each person has to have their own hodah for the hatzalah that they experienced. So even if people experienced hatzalah from the same sakana, the hodah is not the same, even from the same sakana, says the Stipler. So he says, Be'emes, a person shouldn't be able to be yotzei b'Berachas Hagomel, even if he and his friend was saved from the same sakana because their hodah also different. Says the disciple, that's why the Rosh says that you have to answer amen. Because if you answer amen, even though the person making the bracha is not a bracha yuga for your hodah, because it's not a bracha levatola, there's meaning to his bracha. It's not a bracha that can be motzi you if you just listen. You can't be yotzi mi din shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona you can only use without answering amen if his chiv is the same as your chiv, mamish. L'gabe birchas hagomel, it could be that his chiv is not the same as mine. Even if we went through the same akana, because hodah is different, it's an individual type of thing. So each and every person has their own chiv to be molded. The chiv birchas hagomel for one is not the same as birchas hagomel for the other. So be'emes, each person has to make their own bracha. Shomea ka'ona without amen is not going to work. But because the other person is taka emuchoyeh b'davar, his bracha is not a bracha levatala, there's meaning to his bracha, so you can answer amen to his bracha and it can count for you as well. That's the yisod of the Rosh. The Talmidim taka made a bracha that had meaning because they felt that if the Rebbe was saved, there's some meaning for them, so they have to be molded for that too. But Rav Yehuda's chiyuv to make the bracha is not the same as his talmidim. He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more. So for him, Shomei HaKona would not have been enough. But if he answers amen, since their bracha had meaning, the taka will work. Because it's not like someone who's not mechuyav b'davar, it's a bracha levatala. So answering amen is not going to do anything. But if the bracha that the person is reciting is a bracha with a certain meaning, so then you can answer amen, even if he's an enem chiyuv b'davar for your chiyuv, but if there's meaning to his bracha, then you can answer amen and you can be yotzi as well. So according to the stipulous understanding of the Rosh, what comes out is, let's say different individuals are mechuyav to say birchas hagomel. What's the din? So technically, according to the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of the Torah, if everyone is mechuyav to say birchas hagomel, you didn't shomea ka'oni, you could listen to the bracha of someone else and not answer amen. But according to the stipulous understanding of the Rosh, his deeper understanding of the Rosh comes out not like that. That the Rosh is saying that you can answer amen. The Rosh is not saying what the Torah claims he said. The stipulous has a new understanding of the Rosh. The Torah was the Rosh's son, but okay, the stipulous has a new understanding of the Rosh. That the reason why amen works over here is because the bracha that the Talmidim was saying had meaning. But it's not that they're a mechuyav b'davar in the bracha that the second individual is mechuyav in. Rabbi Yehuda had his own chiyuv. The Talmidim were not mechuyav in his chiyuv. But by answering amen, he can link up to their bracha. So according to that, if multiple people are mechuyav to say birchas hagomel, you do have to answer amen. It's not enough just to listen. But the chor, if you answer amen, then you'll be able to be yotzei. The din of shomei ka'ona will apply to you. And you will be able to be yotzei, even though he's not a mechuyav b'davar for your bracha, but because his bracha is meaningful as well, you can answer amen to his bracha, and that will count for you too. I saw someone had a hand up. Okay, let's stop here.